Masechet Kelim Perigimol Mishnah Zayin. Here we'll talk about Kelim that were made to be used with a coating, but if the coating becomes Tameh or not depends on the type of coating that's used. Mishnah says, Meham Shetipelo Behomer Umharasid. If a kettle was coated with thick clay or with earthenware powder, the clay sticks well to the kettle, and the powder, the earthenware powder, does not stick. It doesn't stick as well, and then the kettle becomes tameh. Hanogea bahomer tameh. Whatever foods or liquids touch the kettle, they touch the coating of the clay, becomes tameh because the coating is considered to be part of the kettle because it doesn't fall off. Ubaharasi tahor. But if it touches the coating made of powdered earthenware, it remains tahor because that's not considered to be part of the kettle because it's not on well and eventually falls off. So if it's homer, if it's a thick coating of clay, stays on well, it's considered to be part of the keli. If it's harsit, if it's powdered earthenware, doesn't stay on well, then it's not considered to be part of the keli, and therefore the coating remains tahor. We'll now talk about utensils that were fixed with an unusable material, or types of utensils that were entirely made out of materials that were not suitable for their purpose. Kumkum shenikav, a hot water urn that had a hole that was big enough to make it tahor. That means it's not usable anymore because water would come out of it. Ve'asa'o bazefet, but he repaired it by filling the hole with tar. Rabbi Yose metaher she'enu yachol lekabel dehamin kasonen. Rabbi Yose says, the utensil, the hot water urn, is tahor, it's pure, because it can't hold hot liquids like it does cold liquids. When tar is used, it melts when it's exposed to heat, and therefore, it's not really an effective plug for the hole that's in the hot water urn, so the urn continues to be considered incomplete, it's broken, and therefore cannot become tameh. Bechen haya omed bekle zefet. And this is how the Biyose would rule about utensils that were entirely made of tar, that they can't be used to hold hot things. Hot things are integral in the use of a keli, and therefore they're not considered to be kelim, even though they were made in this situation to hold on to cold things. That's the understanding of Rabbi Yose for all types of utensils that were made from tar. Copper utensils that were lined with tar in order to preserve them, and they became tameh. Foods or liquids that touch the tar are still considered to be pure because copper utensils are meant to be used over fire, and tar melts when it's over fire. So therefore, the tar is not considered to be part of the utensil, and therefore it does not become tameh with it. V'im le'yayin tameh'in. But if the metal utensils were designated to be used with wine, and then they were coated with tar, the tar is considered to be part of the utensil. The lining here was needed to protect the taste of the wine from being destroyed by the copper taste. So therefore, it is an integral part. It was made for this. It's put on purposefully in order to enhance the flavor. So the lining over here in this situation, the tar, is considered to be part of the utensil and becomes tameh with it.